We are learning Masechta Saita, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we're starting top of the Amud. We're going to go back to the Mishnah. It said in the Mishnah, Oimer ben Azai, the Chayim Lumas Bid the Torah. You have to teach your daughter Torah. Why? The Mariah was a Raya from the Saita that gets a schus or reprieve. And if she didn't learn Torah, she didn't say, oh, this water doesn't really work so good. And she doesn't chap that the reason is because she has a schus. So therefore, Ben Azai says, mitzvah teach your Torah. Rabbi Lezim says, no. In the Mishnah, anyone teaches his daughter Torah, he's teaching her immorality. Teaching her Torah, not Tiflis. What are you talking about? Now, why is it Ki'ilu Lom the Tiflis? Zog Rashi, the top Rashi, end of the line. When you learn Torah, you become very smart and cunning. And therefore, she'll be able to do Averis hidden. When she doesn't learn Torah, she's a little sloppy when it comes to the Averis, she'll be caught. But once she learns the Torah, then she'll be smart and know the ins and out, and she'll be able to do Torahs, she'll be able to do Averis behester in a hidden way, and therefore it's better not to teach a lady Torah, because the Noshim Daitim Kalas, and therefore they'll take it the wrong way. What's the Makar of Eliezer? Dechsiv, Ani Chochma Shechanti Arma, which we touch like this. Kivinch nichnas chachma ba adam. Once chachma goes into the adam, which is Torah, nichnas ima armimus. In goes in cunningness, which is it comes this certain type of brains or certain type of cunning that happens when you learn Torah. So it comes out of this Gemara, according to Rabbi Yezah, you're not allowed to teach your daughter Torah. That's what comes out, and it seems like that's what we paskin. So Tosfos is mavuyer in Tosfos from his kasha that mitzvahs that they have to do, they'll have to learn that Torah. Because that's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's just a way to know how to do the mitzvahs. That's number one. Number two, the Meritz Chayis, that's the right way to pronounce it, because it was named after the mother, Chayis. Meritz Chayis brings down that from the Rambam, that he says like this, Daf Torah Shavaksav, you'll have to teach them, have a Kalam of the Tifa, I'll love Torah Shavapah, that the Rambam is mechal between Torah Shavapeh and Torah Shavaksav. I don't know how the gears there, but Torah Shavaksav you're allowed to teach them, and not Torah Shavapeh. That's one. No, the Rabban is Torah Shavaksav on Torah. That's not the Torah Shavaksav you're allowed to teach, not Torah Shavapeh. That's not a mahalach. And then you have the famous Chavetz Chaim Lekutei Halachos. On Saita, there's a sefer called Lekutei Halachos. The Chavetz Chaim wrote like a riff like Pirush, because there is no riff on Saita. And it's called Lekutei Halachos. And he writes Lekutei Halachos that Bizman Azeh used to be that a person learned his Torah at home. So the Bitoi, she learned all her Ashkafis and all her mitzvahs, she learns it in the house by osmosis or by them being taught by the parents. But he's talking about his days already where the parents didn't know much and the street was very strong. And therefore, he said, no, now it became a mitzvah to teach Torah to daughters. And therefore, he's very pro the new movement, the Beis Yaakov movement. It was the Chavetz Chaim and the Ger Rebbe. They were very involved in the new Beis Yaakov movement because of this taina they held that now it became a mitzvah to teach the daughters Torah because of the matziv of the batim weren't the same like they used to be. Rabbanon, who hold that you could teach them Torah, not like Rabbi Yezah, also Ben Azai, what do they do with the pasuk, Hayani Chachma by Avidlei? It says this pasuk says ani chachma shechanti arma. It's pasuk in Mishnah. What does that mean? That from chachma shechanti arma. Zok the Gemara on the boy like Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. Ain't there a term as kaim al misha ma'amid atzmai arma aleihem. Oh, someone was ma'amid atzmai arma. Shenema ani chachma shechanti arma. Now, what does that mean? Ma'amid atzmai arma aleihem. The Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi's first pshat is that arma is lashon of being unclosed. Without clothes, because it means she pierced with kol asakim and asla oni v'chasakar. The only way to learn Torah is is to be purge yourself from all oilam haza. If you have too much oilam haza, it's very very hard to learn Torah. That's one pshat in Rashi what aram means. The other pshat aram means to be cunning. That when it comes to learning, you have to be cunning to be able to chap around learning here, learning there, learn from every person, chap around to remember, think of different ideas. That's we have to be cunning to be able to remember Torah. Two pshat and what it means. The ain't different term is kaimel misha maim the atzma or malayim. On Rabbi Yechonon, ain't different term is kaimel misha maim the atzma k'misha einay. Torah is on miskaim with someone who's an onav. Shenema is in the pasuk va'chokma ma'ayin timsa. And we darshim ma'ayin timsa means someone makes himself like ayin, like nothing. That's where you'll find the Torah. That's where the Torah is miskaim. So the Maravai Rabbi Shua imer roitzi isha. The Misha said that a isha rather have a kav a tiflus and not Tisha kavim of precious. What does that mean? My kama, avach kama. Roi to isha v'kavim v'tiflis, imoy, matishas kavim precious. Basically, it repeats over the lashon of the Mishnah. The Macharei much of this. But what it means is, Rashi explains, we explained it in the Mishnah, that it means a isha rather have less mezoinus, but have her husband with her, like Rashi says, v'hei tiflusa matzla v'tashmish, rather than having tisha kavim, she has a house with eight maids and four Porsches, and still, she's not gonna, her husband's never home, that's not worth it for her. She'd rather have a husband home and with less money than have all the money in the world. A lot of people have made the mistake over the years, and they say, oh, I give you so much, all the money in the world, and I give you all this and that. That's not what the Isha wants. The Isha wants her husband to be home. She doesn't want, she usually does not want his money. Of course, if there's not enough money, she wants money. But that, we're not talking about that. Okay. Zogti mara vaita. Huya imer chosid shaita. It says vaita in the Mishnah, a bunch of different things. Chosid shaita. Barasha Aram, Baisha Prusha, Vakas Prusham, these people in my valley oil destroy the world. What's a chasid shaita? Heck of a chasid shaita. Going, the Kartava Issaba Nahara, Aisha is drowning in the water. Says, I can't save the Isha. Look at her. Save her and let her drown. That's called a chasid shaita. Avada, if someone is drowning, then you try to save her. Now, Taisa speaks out a different case. It's even more egregious. Taisus brings up the Yishalmi, that Taisus demands Hechidami, says, the Yishalmi says, Ra Tinuk Mevabevanar, this is a Tinuk is drowning in the water. Oh my, he said, well, I have my tefillin on. I'll take off my tefillin, I'll save it. I'll save the baby. So he waits to save the, take off his tefillin, but at that time, the baby's not alive. That's Tam Shtukum Mashiach. That's called a Chasid Shaita. There's a reason why it's called a Shaita. Hechidami Rasha Arum, what's an example of Rasha Arum? So he wants to give, I don't count it up, but 7-8 examples of what a Rasha Arum is. This is someone who talks to the Dayan, but if you come to the Din Torah, Reuven and Shimon, going to the Din Torah, and Reuven talks to the Dayan before Shimon comes, and he tells the Dayan all his tainus before. Once he tells those tainus to the Dayan, it's very hard for the Dayan to hear the other side. And that is a chait, and it's called a Rasha Aram.
Who's the Rasha?
No, the guy doing this is a Rasha Aram. He's a cunning Rasha. He goes for and he's a Rasha. And also he's cunning. He tries to talk to the Dayan. You know, he tells Dayan off the book. You know, it's just off the record. Off the record, I just want to tell you about it. Off the record, you know. Ravo, amen. Zeh anoisin dinner la'oni, lahashim lo'y mazayim zuz. Another second shot. Second shot is, someone who gives a dinner to Ani, now, Ani is only considered Ani if he has less than 200 zuz. Once he has 200 zuz, he cannot take lecha tshukha peyo umaysa Ani. He can't take any of those stuff. So here, he has 199, I give him a dinner, now I made him into a rich guy. Not, misha shem mazayim zuz, lo yitel lecha tshukha peyo umaysa Ani. Hoyle mazayim chasa achas, he has 199, I fill the elf mishlo, you give him $1,000 at a time. Ka'achas. So raise a yitel, you can take that. And Rashi explains, why is it called the Arum? Because he has relatives that are Aniyim. And he figures, let me get this Ani out of here. And then the rest, the old lecha tshukha peyo, will go to my relatives, the Ani. That's what's called a Rosh Aram. Not a time of Rosh, it's an Aram also. He has these good ideas. Third pshat. Rav Asi Yom Rav Yechran. Zeh amasi eitza limkem l'chasim atem. What does that mean? Dov Rav Yitzhi Yom Rav Yechran. Yisrael mish kovim l'machru l'chasim atem, ma yish machru l'machru. The halach is that if a father dies with a lot of money, so then what happens is the boys get all the money, but they have to support the daughters from the estate. That's if you have enough money. Unless you have very little amount of money. There's not enough money to split up and to support the banis. What's the halacha? The banis get the mezainis, and the sons have to go collecting door to door. That's the halacha. So what happened? Here, the Yisraelim took nechasim atim, and before they went to Bezdin, and Bezdin gave it to the banis, gave it to the daughters, they went and sold it. And they hid the money. That's already a case where it works, the sale works, because it's only at the kandar abanan, so the sale works. But they're called a rasha arm, because that's not the right halacha. The fourth shot, Abaye Amar, Zamasi Eitzel Limkum Nechosim Kerav Shimon Megamil. The time went to the Brisa. Nechosai Lecha Vacherecha Leplayni. A person says, "I'm giving you Nechosim, and when you're finished with them, pass it on to the next guy, someone else." V'yaro Darishin Amachar. And the first guy, instead of holding on to it and eating the pears, it was an apple orchard. Instead of eating the apples, then when he passes it on to the next person, he sold the whole apple orchard. Amachar V'achal and ate up the profits. Hasheni meitzvi al kuches. The sheni takes it from the kuches. What do you mean? I have a lean first in it. Divrei Rabbi. Shmuel Amar says no. Ain l'sheni ma'ashay rishon. The tenai was nechasai lecha v'acharecha l'plaini. That it first goes to you. If anything's left, it goes to Pliny. And here, since you sold it, so there's nothing left for the second guy, second guy cannot take it from the Kuchas. So now, Fear of Shingamil, it works, the Mechira. Fear Tanakama, Fear Rabbi does not work. Fear of Shingamil works. So if you give an eight to someone to sell in a chasim, so that's called a Rosh Aram because you are teaching him to do something that works, but it's an incorrect thing. Really, it's supposed to go Lacharacha to someone else. Rabbi Yisrael Achama Amar Rav Sheshis. I'm already losing count. I think it's the fifth pshat. Rabbi Yisrael Rav Sheshis. Zeh Machriya Acherim Bar Choysav. Which means he does certain chumras and he says, come, everyone follow me. Do what I do. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to make himself into a big chassid, and he's like, you know, if this is the right way, and he wants everyone to follow him. Then that and the ain't toichik kabaray. He's doing this that he really is doing things that are wrong. Livdoik b'tayvosif. He's doing these taivas, but he wants everyone to think he's a big tzaddik. So he makes a cult and he does these things, and he makes everyone come follow him along. That's a rosh ha'aram. He's an aram. He's a cunning guy. He's a leader, and he makes like he's doing these special holy things, and really just to cover up his averus. The next pshat, the sixth pshat. Rav Zeker Amar Rav, who knows that? Mekel, atzma machma lacherim. A similar pshat. A guy who's mekel for himself, he's machma lacherim. Says, no, you can't do it. But he himself does the kulus. Ula Amar, zeh, this last pshat, the seventh or eighth pshat, Amar zeh shekara v'shana. You know who's a Rosh Aram? Someone who learned Mikra, he learns Chumash, Mishnah, Shana means Mishnah, Leishimish Tamil Chacham, which we would call, he doesn't learn Gemara. He was not a Shamash Tamil Chacham to know the theories and the Raisa. So why is it called Rosh Aram? Maybe it's called Rosh, why is it called Aram? Zokt Rashi, the reason it's called Aram is because people hear him learning, they think, ooh, this guy's a big Tamil Chacham, he knows Gemara, he knows Psukim Bahart, Mishnah Bahart, but really is a Festam Aram, because he doesn't learn Gemara that he doesn't know to how to answer the Mishnayis. Therefore, it's called a Rosh Aram. So those are a bunch of different shatim in Rosh Aram. I met Shem on tomorrow's daf, but I continue the Gemara, where the Gemara it goes more into learning, hey, you can't learn the Mishnayis, you have to learn Gemara, and then we'll go back, come to Isha, Prusha, and Makas Prusha, last two things that are Mavali Olam in our Mishnah.